Discussion of Entitic Science. Again, a word has been coined and usurped to set these considerations apart on the ubiquitous web. Thus, one is unable to refer to other entitic science laws because there are no such things, apart from these, and rightly so. The entity could be referred to as God with a small g, and a mixture of the evilness of the devil thrown in for good measure. But if it indeed had a personality, would insist that no deity be bestowed because none would be felt. It's pretty hard to worship yourself. We cannot worship ourselves, especially considering our vile and weak nature. The entity is us and all the things that we enjoy, including the entire universe, and other universes should we feel the need to discover them or create them. The entity has no limitations as to its dimensions, nor alien civilizations yet unrevealed. We simply create that which we collectively agree needs to be, and right now we are creating a whole other way of conceptualizing reality. We will continue in this vein until the awe and the rapture of this chapter consumes us, only to begin again as the natural birth of a helpless baby, each of us developing within our own reality and the collective reality of the entity, our individual deaths being only the loss of memory of the previous life. Entitic science begins with a repetition of the first law of reality.